Sybil, what's our favorite show?
What is our favorite show?
Larry Wilmore, the nightly show.
I would say.
We keep it 100, don't we?
Absolutely.
Keep it 100, man.
Yes, we do. Larry Wilmore, Comedy Central, and the nightly show. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
I'm doing good. How's the show doing?
Man, the show is doing better and better and better. We just keep adding more people who are finding the show. That's what's exciting. People.
The ratings are doing good?
The ratings are doing great. You know, it's one of those things where we started off with a lot of people who tuned in because, you know, with Stephen Colbert's time slot. Then it fell off a little bit, but we were kind of finding our voice, too. And at the time when the Baltimore stuff started happening, we really kind of hit our stride, and our ratings just kept climbing and climbing. So.
And they done for the Republicans, huh?
and your friend Donald Trump that you love so much.
Man. I mean, there's a lot of good material right now, too.
You just keep coming, man.
It writes itself. But Donald Trump is amazing to me because I feel he's like the evolution of where we're going with president. Because Bill Clinton, first black president. Barack Obama, first African-American president. Right? and now Trump is like the first hip-hop president. I mean, because Trump, I mean, he really is. Think about it. He's always got a beef with somebody, right?
Yeah.
He's rich, and he flaunts his bling. He's got his own vodka.
Yeah.
You know, he's got baby mamas all over the place, right?
Wow, the similarities.
It's true, though, and that's why people like him, because they know when Trump speaks, he does not give a bling. You know, he does not care. He does not care.
No, he don't care, man.
And Bill Cosby, man, he's got to testify now about a 15-year-old.
At the Playboy Mansion.
What's a 15-year-old
doing? All I gave him was a pudding pop. Popping over people's Cosby's in a lot of trouble. He just needs to be quiet, you know.
Too late now.
I know, it is too late now. It's just a whole tragedy, that thing, man. It's just terrible.
Did you say a whole tragedy?
Yeah, it's a whole tragedy. Yeah. I didn't say that. I'm glad you said that. I didn't say that.
I said it.
A whole tragedy.
But this season has just got to be just a comedy of gift of the gods for comedians and just all of these things that people. You got 17 guys and one woman who are going to be in the first debate tonight.
But Carly Fiorini didn't make it.
She's in the second tier.
She's in the second tier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's in. Yeah, she's at the kids table.
Yeah, exactly.
And poor Ben Carson. It's like, sorry, brother, we already went black. Sorry, you got me.
Poor Ben.
It's like America's like, no, slow your roll, brother, slow your roll. No.
Larry, what would be the ideal pairing of candidates? Who would you like to see in the Republicans, and who would you like to see as a Democrat run in the final?
Well, I mean, as a comedian, you got to have Trump.
You need Trump, right?
You have to. Almost anybody can go against Trump. I mean, if Joe Biden gets in it, that would be fantastic. I mean, Biden against Trump, we will have never seen anything like that comedy of errors. It'll be so much fun.
Yeah, he makes a lot of blunders, too, doesn't he?
Oh, Joe, say it ain't so.
Say it ain't so, Joe. You know, he's one of those grandpas that he just doesn't know that your hands should remain to yourself. It's like, Grandpa, just stop it. Just stop it, Grandpa. You know, you could do that in the 40s, but you can't do that in the 80s right now. You just can't do that.
Okay, we're done.
All right, we're not on cable.
Oh, sorry about that.
And we're live.
Yeah, Larry, we're all gone now.
Yeah, but
Goodbye, everybody.
We got you on the dump button.
You know what? Leave it to the black man to take the other black man off the air. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
That's how it works. That's how they do it.
All right, Larry.